The shooting death of Philadelphia police officer Robert Wilson last night marks the first time in recent years that an on-duty officer was fatally shot in the city. Though, as WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, city and federal statistics indicate that overall assaults against officers have been steadily dropping, and shooting injuries and deaths continue to be less prevalent.
The last time the FBI crunched the numbers on law enforcement assaults nationwide, it found that nearly as many on-duty police officers died in shootings as they did in car accidents. That's why departments have strict rules around high-speed chases. In Philadelphia, all types of assaults against police officers have been steadily declining since 2008. Before Thursday's tragedy, no on-duty police officer has been killed by gunfire in 5 years. Though many dozen have been injured by shootouts, that number, too, has been dropping. Ralph Taylor, professor of criminal justice at Temple, says in the past several years, Philly's police department has introduced several new, less aggressive response initiatives.
One of those has been how officers engage with and respond to mentally ill persons that they encounter on the streets could very well be partially responsible for this drop you're talking about.
Experts point to better training and better body armor technology as part of the explanation. The FBI report highlights two points that are undeniable. Assaults on police officers happen between midnight and 2 a.m. more than any other time. And what they call personal weapons, that's hands, fists, and feet, are used in 80% of all assaults against police officers. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.